All lines are now bridged.
Great. Thank you very much. And hello, everyone, and welcome to the HITECH Annual Report Workgroup. I'm Mike Berry with ONC, and we are very excited to have our co-chairs, Aaron Meary and Carolyn Peterson, with us today, along with another member of the workgroup, Brett Oliver. And we'll get started right away, and I'll pass it over to Aaron and Carolyn to get us started with our meeting.
Okay. Carolyn, you want to kick off the agenda, and we'll go into the crosswalk?
Sure. So we're going to say hi to everyone. It's August. Hopefully it's good weather where you are and no unfortunate situations. We're digging into the fourth edition of the HITECH Annual Report. It seems like we just did the last one, but we say that every year, so I guess we did. We will review the meeting schedules and our next steps and then dive into a discussion of the draft crosswalk for this year's version. There will be a public comment period at the end, and then we'll all head off for the weekend. With that, I'll pass the mic to Aaron.
Yeah, no, welcome. And look forward to talking today through the crosswalk. We're making some good progress. So again, credit to ONC team and all the folks working on this stuff. This is not easy, but it's good work. And so let's get into it then. Let's go right into it, Carolyn.
All right, let's go to the next slide. So here's our schedule. After today, we can cross off the next one. And then we've got meetings in September and October to work on the crosswalk of topics. In November, we'll be looking at the draft, as well as in December, and getting that ready to send to the full HITECH for review. In January and February, we'll be making the updates to that draft based upon our HITECH co-members review. And then in February or March, we will get that approved and transmit it to the National Coordinator. Next slide, please. And this is just a list of dates when we'll be meeting with the full HITECH committee. I believe we have a meeting as well in October, but I'm not sure if we'll be presenting anything at that meeting. That may be more of a working session related to some other topics. Perhaps Mike Berry can advise us at some point. Next slide, please. So our next steps are to present the draft crosswalk at the HITECH meeting next month on the 9th for some discussion, and also continue drafting the topics, gaps, opportunities, and recommended activities related to the target areas. Next slide, please. So now it's time to get into the discussion, and I think ONC is going to pull over the current version of the crosswalk so we can see it a little more easily on the screen. Give them a second to do that. More than a second. Okay, so we've got some updates made since the previous meeting based on our discussion in red, and some blue there to help us identify areas where we need to do some more thinking and discussion. Is there anything else about the crosswalk that you would like to mention or focus our attention on, Michelle?
I think what you just said is fine.
Okay, good. If we miss an opportunity for further improvement, please speak up. So if we can scroll a little bit more to the right, we'll start with that first line, public health data systems infrastructure. It looks like that's just an edit there. Do we want to start doing the tiering today or leave that for a future time? It's tempting to try to fill out the whole line, but maybe if we do all the tiering together at once, we'll be more consistent.
Yeah, we probably need to do it all at once, I would think. I think. I mean,
if you have initial thoughts, we'll collect them for you. You don't have to commit to the tiering right now, but if you have thoughts about it, I think it's
okay. Well, why don't we tier at a future meeting when we're a little bit more solid with all the rest of what's in the crosswalk? I do think it's helpful to get the consistency, and it'll create a smoother review process when we take this to the HITACH.
Mm-hmm. So really what Michelle, what you need is just for us to verify what's red text and the blue boxes, right?
Yeah, that's the goal for today. And then if you do have thoughts on tiering, I'm willing to capture them. We wouldn't necessarily present them at the September 9th meeting. Kellen's right about that. That's a future activity. But if you already have early thoughts about this is urgent or this is for the future, you know, I'm willing to start capturing that.
Okay. I mean, it would be hard for us to not prioritize the public health data items. I mean, I would just think that is so front and center. But Carolyn, what do you and Brett think?
I vote for waiting until we have them a little more firmed up, and then we can look at them as a group. I mean, they certainly are a priority, but there's also an aspect of sequential nature of some things, you know, in that some stuff has to happen before some other stuff can happen.
Fair point.
Maybe.
Okay.
But Brett, what were you about to say? I think I might have cut you off.
No, not at all. I was going to say it, the same thing you did, that I think we ought to wait just so we have everything articulated well. And maybe we do. Maybe we have not seen this yet to how much we're going to edit or change. But, yeah, I agree with you, Aaron, that public health is probably going to be right up there. But kind of doing it all at once, I think, will lead to better consistency.
Okay. All right, so then we'll wait on to bucket these until later on. So then let's just look at, I guess, each box here. Do you want to just go down the list then? Carolyn, what do you think?
I think the first row is pretty well done. The second one in the blue, it gets at the question of health IT certification program and what the engagement there is with the public health data systems and organizations and clinicians. Exchange. That might be something to bring up as a specific question at the HITACH meeting. I know in the deliberations of the Public Health Data Systems Task Force, we tried a couple of times to have a robust discussion about certification related to public health data systems, and people just didn't have a lot of specifics at this point. You know, Yeah, to be critical, but the public health side still has so many one-offs and so much individuality and lack of standardization, and at the same time, there's still some pretty significant limitations for clinical systems to accept that data, that it's hard to say this is what should be certified or this is what we should be trying to standardize to. You know, it's almost too early for some of that. So
mm-hmm.
Maybe let's note this as a specific discussion question to bring to HITACH and try to get some feedback there on the activities and recommendations.
I would agree. I think it's fair to come back to HITACH without asking more feedback. I'm just trying to think of, is there even a public health designation out there that I'm unaware of? I can't think of one, just in general, top of my head. I mean, it really also could be a recommendation also back to either USCDI or somebody else. Is there a standard around this we want to adopt?
There's a lot.
You're talking
of
about just the whole data system, Aaron?
Yeah, the whole thing.
And I mean, there's also some regional variation in different parts of the country. Different conditions may be reported because in some places they're much more significant and they sort of represent a public health community situation that needs to be monitored and addressed rather than a much smaller influence where it's a lot of individual cases, you know, 50 N of 1 versus 5,000 people who have condition and therefore need Y treatment and care and follow-up.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, things have evolved organically to some degree to address local needs and all of that needs to be accounted for as well.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? You know, maybe the recommendation from HITACH is further study of X, Y, and Z so that we can better identify some standards or some needs or some next steps or something that helps us move in the right direction anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I'm hearing that we want to leave this, we're good with the proposed text, but really we want to follow up with HITACH and get their collective feedback to tweak this section appropriately.
Yeah, this line item, that the proposed recommended
yeah.
activities.
Yep, exactly. All right. You good with that, Brett?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. All right, next sentence here, the public health data systems funding silos. So first, the opportunity in blue is reduce the silos in data exchange or exploring the roles of HIEs and promoting interop, public health, and clinical data systems. So, this makes sense.
Another or maybe a subpart of this recommendation is perhaps a joint discussion, I don't want to say hearing, but listening session, because NCVHS has a listening session scheduled for next week. I think it's next Wednesday or Thursday. And that will deal specifically with public health data systems. So at that point, they may have some of their own ideas, and perhaps the two committees working together can come up with a broad plan that has good support from both sides.
You're correct. And in fact, I want to say, I'm supposed to be talking at this session next week. You're right. Thanks for reminding me.
You're supposed to be.
I am.
What you said?
Yeah, I'm speaking at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Strong.
Thanks for reminding me. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Me, but I can't make it, so. but represent us well, Aaron.
I will. Good, okay. Yes, got it. I got it here. All right, perfect. My goodness. All right. So we have that. I mean, I think, again, this is one of those, it's worth asking the HITACH, is there any other item? But I like the listening session from NCVHS. I think that makes sense. And we'll find out more next week, apparently.
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
So, Carolyn, do you want any changes ahead of the September 9th meeting, or are you wanting to wait till after the NCVHS listening session to make adjustments to this language?
I think we can bring it up as a specific question for the HITACH at the September meeting in terms of saying, so you've had the recommendations from the task force, from the PHDS task force, and NCVHS had their listening session a couple of weeks ago, and there'll be some, you know, some sort of materials coming out of that summary or transcript or something. Start to think about this because we're going to bring this discussion point back to you in the future, and we would like to get some substantive ideas about working together, activities that should be undertaken together to advance the evolution in this area, you know, jointly and broadly, rather than the HITACH thinking one thing and NCVHS thinking something else. And, you know, I suspect that even if the materials that come out of next week's listening session are available, they will have been made available so close to the HITACH meeting that people really won't have had a chance to review them. So I don't know that it's fair to try to get a really deep discussion about this, but if we give people the heads up to be thinking about it and know that we're coming back to it later on, that could be useful.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer the question, I would just leave this text as it is, I think. And let, you know, and if people have thoughts in September, we can certainly capture that. But we're probably okay where it is for now.
I am good with that. Okay. Then we're on to the next section then. Let's see.
Public health.
Hi, Brett. Brett, were you saying something?
No, I was just laughing that we were still in public health.
I know. We're still here. All right. Trying to navigate like three screens here. Okay. So then we're on what, the workforce section, correct?
No, we're on the first one.
Sorry. Yeah, information exchange.
Lab reporting.
Yeah, lab reporting.
Case reporting, yeah.
Yep, there we are. All right, so the red text, they're learning about the experience of government agencies like CDC and health departments and developing tools, sharing data, partnering with CDHS. Yeah, I mean, I think the text for ECR makes sense. I mean, I really want to hear from CDC more. I know that they've been doing listening sessions recently. I know they approached Chime and others, talk to them and figure out their feedback on it. So it would be good to hear from CDC.
I almost wish we could have some listening at the November meeting. I mean, it would help us think about recommendations and about work plan for next year.
That is true.
I would think that's something you could investigate as HITECH co-chair.
I could, absolutely. And I will.
I think getting those state health departments are critical too. I know we can't do all of them, but if we could pick a couple, maybe one that it went really well and one that struggled with case reporting, because it's one thing to get CDC's perspective at a federal level, I think kind of a more grassroots where were the problems? Because as you know, Aaron, it didn't go well for us. And I would have loved to have understood that on the front end before we put all that work in.
Yeah, same here. Why we couldn't do that either. So
I don't know. I guess that's the text is saying that, but I just wanted to make sure it's not the CDC telling us about the state health departments, that we actually listen to directly to the state health departments.
Yeah. No, and even some of the state health departments that came for our, what was it, our May session where we had everybody come in for the whole day and talk to us, even some of those folks.
That's right, yeah. Good point.
Okay. All right, so I think then we are aligned on the text, are we? Am I right on this? Michelle, what do you want us to talk about on this one? You feel good?
Yeah. This was language that you all put forward at your last work group meeting that I
sent
to a recommendation. So it's your own language, just cleaned up and put in this document. So it should look familiar and match what you've been saying all along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
One question for you, in listening to you talk about wanting to hear sooner than later rather than waiting till like a year from now, to hear from some of these organizations. A couple of years ago, we brought in people just to this work group to inform the writing of the report about cybersecurity. So is it something that this work group wants to hear from very soon if we can't pull it off for the whole HITECH and something that big of a forum? Do we have other topics, or they just doesn't feel right for them for the right forum, but does this work group want to hear from some of these people to inform the writing of the report?
I'm not opposed to it, although I think the whole HITECH should hear it. I mean, that's just me, though.
Yeah, I would like for it to be at the full HITECH level, I think.
I just wanted to clarify, because it was sort of an and/or. You could do either or pick both. And meanwhile, our contractor will be continuing to do research and outreach and sometimes can interview people like that more quickly. So we'll get that back. I just didn't know what forum we wanted to bring it forward in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the big HITECH should hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agree.
Thanks for confirming that. Yeah, so I have what I need for that line item then.
Okay, so then the next one, information exchange. Facilitate care and monitoring of patients with long COVID. Yes, what the data needs. Exactly what we were talking about last time.
And I would just amend that to say explore the data needs and programs currently underway for documenting long COVID cases.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are at least a couple out there that are starting to do this, as well as a number of citizen science efforts, one in particular with in conjunction with UCSF. And there's also a group, the Cancer and COVID group with patient advocates and a number of researchers that's looking at the intersection of COVID and cancer patients and what those specific needs and challenges are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of so many different issues. I don't even know which one is the de facto national leader right now. Like, I don't know if there's a leading national registry or group that's researching this. I saw the UCSF one you're talking about, but there's so many different things going on right now.
And maybe the activity is to look at what they're all doing and try to come up with some best practices or some notions about what works, or here's code that's open source that comes out of the box. I'm sure there are some lessons learned already, even if they're not going to save the world, if they'll help people get faster, get a good start, that may be helpful.
Well, I think it could provide a blueprint then in the future for something that would be analogous to this. I don't know what that would be, but, you know, a year or two ago, we're not talking long COVID, but it could have been another disease state that we needed standards for documentation and registries and et cetera. So I think it's important for the long COVID specifically in those patients and providers and populations, but it's also kind of would help provide a blueprint for whatever the next new thing is that we don't have more standard data access to.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Okay. So then I'm hearing we're good predominantly with the red tags, adding in a few sections like you just mentioned, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Then I think we're good with that section. Michelle, you good with that?
Yes. I just want to confirm the focus is still on long COVID. I was looking at the opportunity section might be a good place to add what Brett was just saying about additional outcomes you would get from approaching this for other disease states as well. But
yeah, perfect, Michelle.
Topic is still about long COVID. Okay, good. That'll address that then.
Groovy, okay. All right, next section looks pretty much straightforward. I don't think that there's anything to debate here. Convening less listening session, yes, more and more than HIPAA minimum necessary. So if we're good with that section, you want to just go to the next line, public health workforce?
I think so.
Okay, all right. So the red text there is really improve public health information technology workforce resources and capacity. That's totally fine. I think that makes sense. But in the blue, it would suggest ways to attract, train, and retain public health professionals with skills in informatics, data science, and health IT, in addition to the ONC public health information technology workforce development program. Just ways to attract, retain. Yes, but I would also like to know, what else is going on across the federal government? I mean, this can't be the only $80 million in that. So there's got to be other. I would think there's other resources or programs out there people maybe just not know of. Am I wrong on this?
I mean, nothing's coming to my mind off the cuff, but that certainly doesn't mean that nothing else is happening.
Because there was funding efforts, I remember last year or in the CARES Act around just in general giving it to universities and colleges and others to start informatics programs beyond this specific thing. It would be good to know if those are still out there. If not, then they're not. But it would just be good if there's other areas, other buckets people can tap into across the federal government, like rural funding or whatever, All right. So the blue looks good, Michelle. And just in general, though, also anything else that the contract has come up with across the federal government that we're just unaware of could be good to tell people.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
Okay. So then, do we feel good about going interoperability or patient matching, the first section there? All right. The patient matching, again, it's pretty much cut and dry, just a little rewording there quickly. Doesn't look like anything debatable. Is everything good? Brett and Carolyn?
Those are copy edits. We could drop to the fourth line.
Yeah, those are all good. I think we can go all the way down to interoperability standards, priority uses. That sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So basically the red text there is review the recent and planned activities of CMS and payers regarding standards needs for closed loop referrals and prior auth. Which is pretty much what we said last time, I thought. I don't see an issue with that. Do you guys?
Looks good.
Yeah, okay. No issue here.
Good. All right. Well, then if we're good there, we'll go to the next area of question, which I think is privacy and security component. Public opinion about impact of use of health IT. There we go. All right. So the gap there, this public health opinion data already exists that encapsulates user and consumer opinions about certain uses of health information technologies, contact tracing, et cetera, et cetera. Challenge that much is known yet about the certain use of health information technologies, research these in peer-reviewed literature, then assess recent literature and suggest areas for more investigation.
Our last meeting, you all had asked ONC to start some boilerplate text to respond to. So I think there's still more work to be done here, but we want to at least insert some text to generate discussion.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, I've been reading a ton recently about public opinion, like from Europe or other places around the world. Do you think that's also fair game here to see like some of the more privacy standard stance countries like Germany and others that are very, very careful about overreach? It's interesting to see how that also matches up with the U.S. demographic, or is that even worth us looking at?
I would think, given that there is a limited amount of time and energy, I would probably not focus on that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of probably the biggest challenge of all is that they actually have ways to enforce things like GDPR. I mean, it's not ironclad, but they can put teeth behind things. And, you know, like in Germany, they can pass laws for the country and really have ways to go after bad actors. Whereas in the U.S., you know, we have congressional hearings, FTC, or potentially DOJ could bring an action and try to do something, but it takes years and years, and then there's an appeal, and then it takes more years for platforms to actually make changes, and then it takes more time to assess whether that's actually working or if it was more of you know, following the letter rather than the intent of the decision. I think until we have some kind of national federal law with some real teeth that covers privacy broadly, that's probably a place where you could spend a lot of time without really accomplishing very much.
That's fair. Okay. All right, so we're focusing on the U.S. then, stateside, and issues there. Okay. Well, I guess, I mean, in terms of literature or in terms of wording to react to, I mean, this seems fine as sort of a placeholder.
Yeah, I mean, this may be another area where we ask people at HITACH specifically this question. Not what's missing, what should we edit, what should be removed kind of thing, but specifically comment on this. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and I think then, Michelle, what we're recommending is, obviously, we'll do more research on this, but I think we're okay with this text for right now.
Okay.
Cool. All right. And I think that then feeds into the second item here on the alignment of innovation and regulation. It's really more, again, learning about the federal regulatory activities for health IT innovation and what's the fit and gaps. I mean, that we just need to know more.
Agreed.
Okay. I think we're okay with that text. Kaylin, you good with that?
Yep.
All right. So next section then here, under patient access to information, again, the proposed recommended high-tech activity, define updates to past ONC. Yes, patient access guides, safer guides, educational materials, all that good stuff. Okay.
Yep, sounds good.
Good. All right. Next one is just a copy edit. That's totally fine. The whole explode barriers thing. So we'll skip that line. Go to the next blue one under robotics, which is the last section of the framework. The crosswalk, rather, says gap. Regulatory framework is lacking. Use of robotics in healthcare. Challenge of both opportunities and limits. Synthesize a list of health IT use cases for robotics, identify gaps, and explore the health IT use cases for robotics to address elements for regulatory framework. So I think all of that makes sense. Michelle, I guess you guys are doing some good research here, so it would be interesting to see as this ferrets out what you guys find, what specific things you recommend that we could consider. Kaylin, Brett, any thoughts from you guys?
Yeah, I
like the way it's worded. No, I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't feel like there's a whole lot of stuff happening in, where we can easily point to a particular issue. I know this morning FDA released a guidance about the lack of approval of robotic surgery systems for mastectomies and the need for organizations that want to do that in clinical trials to take the additional steps that are needed. But that's not really specific to this per se. That's kind of more of a medical device issue.
But I think it's a good point, though, that there's this gaps, right? So that's FDA approval for robotic surgery specificity, right? So how does that work? There's that in development. You have that innovation arm that they came and presented to us at the high tech several months ago saying that they're putting that out there, right? The forward thinking FDA components. So how does that work?
Go ahead. We're still walking around the DMZ of what's a medical device and what's a piece of health IT. And how do you know the difference, and who gets to regulate what, and what doesn't need to be regulated at all?
That's right.
I mean, an app for self-reporting mood, obviously that's just not a medical device or something that needs regulation. But and obviously, a large robotic system that has to be physically installed in an operating room is a medical device. But there's a lot of gray in the middle there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then I think for right now, Michelle, what we're saying is the terminology works as a placeholder with some more specifics to come soon, hopefully. And we can also ask high tech in general what they think about this in the fall. Because at some point, we do need to talk about robotics. Like I said, that's inevitable. It's inevitable.
Agree. Yeah.
Especially when you have folks like Elon Musk saying they're going to be putting out an AI Android by next year, which will be interesting.
It's
because why not?
I don't know that it's inevitable, but it's likely.
Yeah, it's likely. Yeah, I would agree with you. All right. Well, then that's the crosswalk. Michelle, did we leave anything else out of here that you need from us for today?
This is what I needed for the crosswalk to help form slides for our presentation in September to the high tech. And looking ahead to the meeting in the end of September, you know, anything we still need to do on the crosswalk will continue evolving, and we can turn towards the thinking about the stories that we had in the report last year. That last year were kind of a last-minute addition, but this year we could start them sooner and, you know, flesh them out more earlier on. So I think we'll probably start looking at those also.
Good. That'd be good.
Yeah, that was a great feature.
Yeah, I agree. And is there anything else the work group needs from us over the next few weeks?
Mm-mm. No, I guess just some more research and some more data that we talked about today, and that's it. But great progress.
Yeah. Well, I think we've learned our lesson that using a crosswalk as an outline and tackling it sooner than later, rather than kind of retrofitting it to a crosswalk, really moves us ahead on the schedule, and it's looking more streamlined this year. So we're all pleased with that.
Yeah, it's nice to know where you're headed.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, then I think that was really the agenda for today, wasn't it? Just finish this thing up.
Yes.
Indeed. Is it too early for public comment, Mike?
No, we can go to public comment. And if anyone, since we're ahead of schedule, if anyone has a public comment and doesn't have time to prepare during our call today, you could always email me, michael.berry@hhs.gov, and we'll make sure to capture your public comment. In the meantime, operator, can we open up the line for public comment?
Yes. If you would like to make a public comment, please press *1 on your telephone keypad, and a confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press *2 to remove your comment from the queue, and for participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we pull for comments. There are no public comments at this time.
All right, thank you. Aaron, Carolyn?
No, this is good. I appreciate it. I mean, I want to see you guys rock, as always. I mean, that's the story of the day. You guys are just rock stars, so thank you for keeping us here.
Great work.
That's true. You make our jobs easy, and we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and the feeling's mutual.
All right, and with that, I think we just give some time back to folks.
Indeed.
Wow.
Have a good weekend,
everybody.
Have a great weekend.
And a good Labor Day. We'll see you next month on September 9th.
Bingo.
Sounds great.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.